It was a quiet night there on the farm as I wandered out beside the barn and sat on a log while inspecting the herd just to make sure nothing strange had occurred. One by one they sauntered by, some stopping to talk. It all seemed so casual, like a slow evening walk. But something was odd, I was soon to find out, when 2K the bull and the cows bellowed out. The neighbors had fenced and made a new field, and their two young cows from that fence wouldn't yield. 2K the bull had caught their scent, and taking the herd to those cows he went. I saw pictures of fences broken down and a herd let loose, heading for town. Without a thought of my own welfare, I approached 2K and yelled, "Get from there!" I was in for a lesson I'll never repeat, not to get twixt a bull and a cow in heat. He backed away and stood his ground, and from his mouth came an awful sound, a bellow so loud all the neighbors could hear. Then his eyes fixed on me with a furious stare. I was learning a lesson I'll never repeat, not to get twixt a bull and a cow in heat. I figured from that look I should move away, so I dodged to the side until the cows did say, "Yo-ho, old girls, let's all get back," and I slapped my gloves with a mighty crack. They turned real slow and walked away, while young Little Heart the steer decided to stay. He was there to defend and play with that seething black bull, 2K. I was learning a lesson I'll never repeat, not to get twixt a bull and a cow in heat. When the cows were herded far away, I called the neighbor up to say, "I need some help with that big 2K. He said, "I'll be there right away." Darrell jumped from his truck and climbed through the fence, picking up a shovel for his own defense. I opened the gates as we led 2K on, then 2K charged at high speed to that field beyond, where the herd was huddled, standing amazed, and he ran for them, his nostrils ablaze. That's a lesson for sure I'll never repeat, not to get twixt a bull and a cow in heat. He bellowed and snorted and kicked the ground as all the cows and calves gathered round. His story was clear as he let them all know. He felt he'd been shamed and unjustly so. He raved and raved for maybe an hour, and my view of him began to sour. For he wasn't the gentle bull, I thought. He was fierce and massive and very distraught. 'Twas a lesson I learned and will never repeat, not to get twixt a bull and a cow in heat.